Hello again, and welcome to the September edition of the Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your host, Marv Pikla, and this month seems like a great time to spend a few minutes discussing what I call professional energy. And just to get started, let's toss out a question. Did you ever step back and look at different organizations and businesses and governments and try to determine the single or multiple sources of their professional energy? And then try and tie specific people in each group to that level of professional energy. Did you ever do that? Well, okay. But maybe first I better back up and explain and define what I mean by professional energy. My mentor, Dr. Bender, always told me not to assume that people could read my mind. And so I believe that there are five basic forms of professional energy. The first one I call calculated risk takers. And these are the people who offer energy to go forward and take development risks, but only after they have checked it out, calculated the factors, and determined that there is higher potential in organizational success by taking a certain avenue, project. Okay? You get it. That they are your calculated risk takers, and they bring that energy. The second one I call institutional cheerleaders. Okay, I think institutional cheerleaders are those who integrate it. We can do it energy into projects and services and maybe the business as a whole, and often they bring that special energy that says, if not us, then who? And that statement of purpose to the whole group, and it keeps everybody moving forward. The next one I call healthy visioning. And healthy visioning is probably my favorite form of professional energy. Why? Because it's where I think I make the best contribution in whatever project or group I'm working with. Healthy visioning is when someone offers future concepts and ideas that take the form of continuous improvement, but do not seem to take away or hurt the original and the genuine purpose or products of an organization. They just seem to add value. Okay? The fourth one I call bring it on confidence. Professional energy is unique and specific because with the bring it on confidence folks, they have bragability and they go out of their way to make sure that people know what they stand for and what their main purpose is. And they're ready to take on the extra challenges, even though they might be different and unique. And the great part is that this form of professional energy may not always be, you know, the most polished, but it truly has great value. Number five, and the final one, it's what I call, let's have fun with this. The let's have fun with this professional energy group really speaks for itself with regard to its business or organizational contributions. And unlike the institutional cheerleaders, the let's have fun with this group encourages all to enjoy doing what they do for the cause and even goes along the lines of no one's going to cheat us out of having a good time kind of attitude. I know you know who they are. So, there you have it, my five forms of professional energy. And now maybe you take a minute and go over to the mirror and ask yourself, do I bring calculated risk-taking energy, institutional cheerleading, healthy visioning, bring it on confidence, or let's have fun with this professional energy to work every day? And please keep in mind that all five of these energies are not expected to be centered in one person. Rather, the professional energy that I'm talking about should be delivered in a shared way across your agency, business, or organization. I believe professional energy is critical to growth and continuous improvement, and most, maybe importantly, to draw in new quality workers and employees. In a weird kind of way, it would almost be better for a coworker and a colleague to explain what form of professional energy you think you bring to the cause. But make no mistake, everyone, I said everyone, needs to bring and contribute a version of professional energy to the organization every day, every day. I hope this Inspiring Innovations learning moment has been helpful. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk more next month.